From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer. In Iraq, the U.S. military says dozens of Iraqi fighters have been killed over the last 2 days. Five American soldiers have also died, including three killed in rebel attacks. In the Shiite holy cities of Najaf and Karbala, fighting continues but is said to be less intense than in recent days. Those cities have been the scene of firefights between U.S. troops and militiamen loyal to the militant cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, who is leading the uprising against occupation forces. Among other factors, al-Sadr's leadership is seen as an obstacle to the planned June 30 handover of power to a new Iraqi government. But in Baghdad today, officials and journalists gathered at a stadium for what could have been a rare good news story, a celebration of the Iraqi men's soccer team, which against considerable odds qualified just this week for the Summer Olympic Games in Athens. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports security-conscious Americans either forgot or refused to include Iraqi fans in the event.
If you want an idea of how passionately Iraqis feel about their soccer team, listen to this nonverbal reaction to Wednesday night's 3-1 win over Saudi Arabia that allowed the under-equipped, under-trained Iraqi squad to get into the Athens Games. Celebratory gunfire roared through the Baghdad night in a display of firepower not seen since, well, since November, when the team beat North Korea to enter the qualifying round.
Bailey, could you turn the sound off, please?
But today, what might have been an unbridled display of pride and joy by Iraqis starved for something to rally around was turned into a stage-managed, antiseptic media event featuring no Iraqi football fans, other than some of the cameramen recording the ceremony. U.S. Administration Leader Paul Bremer arrived by helicopter at the heavily secured stadium. American snipers watched from all sides as Bremer made his way to a podium on the playing field. He was flanked by several team members in their white playing jerseys, as his remarks echoed off the empty stadium seats.
In about 3 months, you men will have the great honor of marching onto the Olympic Stadium. There will be hundreds of millions of people watching all around the world. And here in Iraq, people from Duhok to Qasr will be watching with pride.
There was a smattering of applause, and soon Bremer was gone in another cloud of helicopter dust. The players spoke with the media, explaining how much their trip to Athens means to them. And they weren't critical of the Americans for this event, saying Iraq is a dangerous place these days, and they understand Mr. Bremer's security concerns. Team Captain Bassem Abbas dedicated this victory to the Iraqi people, who he said recognized the team had succeeded against huge odds. When asked if he'd be bringing the spirit of Iraqis to Athens, he smiled.
We're going to take the screaming of Iraq, the reputation of Iraq with us.
Off to one side, a disappointed young Iraqi boy stood with his father. 13-year-old Ali Hamid was in full Iraqi soccer uniform, clutching a ball with both hands. His favorite player is left wing Huar Mohammed. He says when Iraq made the Olympics, his house erupted with joy.
We were happy and we started screaming and jumping, you know. And it's an honor for all the Iraqis.
Ali is already known as a talented player. He can keep a soccer ball in the air, hitting it only with his head 1,500 times. With his feet more than 6,000 times. He was supposed to perform at today's ceremony, but he said the Americans wouldn't allow it. With a little encouragement, Ali began deftly tapping the ball, first low, then high, then onto his head, neck, and back, his brow slightly furrowed in concentration. Behind him, the team members wandered back to their bus. Even in the parking lot, there were no fans. It seemed local Iraqis weren't even aware their beloved team was here. When asked if they had a team song, one player leaned over and said, "We're too sad to sing. Why did they keep the fans away?" The player said they'd get over their disappointment as soon as they were back among their elated families and neighbors. One said he bets Iraqis will cheer for the country's Olympic athletes, who also include swimmers, boxers, runners, wrestlers, and others, far more loudly than they will for the interim government due to assume power on June 30th. But as one Iraqi attendee noted, for an American administration eager to publicize some good news about Iraq, the kindest thing he could call today's event was another missed opportunity. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.